Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Let's remember our comrades out there who are having dark days. This is one of the darkest days for dark.
We're sending thoughts and pumpkin prayers.
Oh, not even saying the P
word, every barista.
Please.
Running on 2 hours of sleep and 200 shots of espresso.
I would not even have noticed this, except that you alerted me to the fact this is day one.
Yeah, the fall menu.
Yeah.
It rolled out at Starbucks.
Right.
I could have been the first person, at least at this one Starbucks that we frequent off Southwest Freeway. But I didn't get it.
I
saw the look in their eyes when I brought it up.
What was the look in their eyes when you said, hey, I guess, should I
fear.
Get a... Was it like, just like, you know, their eyes
regrets.
Get wide, they question their choice? I mean, it's got to be a horrible day for them, I would assume.
Yes. They said it was this day and Red Cup Day.
Oh, first day of the Christmas season when that drops, all of a sudden everyone is going out
like
of their way.
Waiting in line for those.
I
don't fully understand.
How was the crowd this morning? Usually it's pretty dead.
There were a few cars there, and there was this Range Rover that like almost hit me in the parking lot.
Really?
I cannot say for certain they were there for the PSL, but.
I don't know. How fast were they going?
Very fast.
I think that person. How fast
it's like
you...
they turned on the Starbucks sign,
you...
and it was like a beacon.
What time did your alarm clock have to go off in River Oaks for you to run down to your garage? Tell the help to prepare your Range Rover because you had to sprint out and get the first PSL. It's going to be... Just know that if you are going to observe today, just be... Make sure you give them a little extra thank you or something.
Yes,
be kind. Know that they are fighting a battle that you cannot understand. Seasoned with nutmeg and maybe a
cinnamon
touch of
and whoa.
Tears.
Shout out to our friends over at that Starbucks, Aaron and company.
Good Lord.
Hold down the fort.
All right, let's do it. Good morning. It's Frito and Katie. Welcome to Tuesday. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Good morning. Thank y'all for being here today.
Let's keep it with coffee. We were talking about how today is the return of the pumpkin spice latte, the PSL.
Yes.
The fall menu rollout at Starbucks. I found some extremely unsurprising news about people who drink coffee most mornings, and I'll tell you about it next.
Okay.
What's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
In a shock to literally no one, your morning cup of coffee really does make you happier. And that's according to science. So if you wake up or if you go to bed.
Yeah.
Dreaming about when you wake up and get that cup of coffee.
Go to bed dream? Really?
Well, sometimes it's like the best part of your day or the only part of waking up you look forward to.
Yeah, you know what?
It's what might get you out of bed.
Yeah, no. I could see that. I could see that for a lot of people. Yeah, where it's
I think
just
it's most people, most caffeine consumers,
people who are passionate.
Yes, about or people who are addicted. Maybe.
That's a great way to put passionate. It's only just light addiction, you know, light constructive addiction.
So we'll take a more in depth look at that. But first, I want to look at this Grand Ole Opry live duet of Alan Jackson and George Jones.
What? A live duet.
Yeah, as part of their 100th anniversary celebration.
Yeah.
They have released this live recording.
Right.
I'm not sure what's happening.
Okay, shall
but
I
just play
it?
A clip.
All dressed up.
All right, there's Possum.
Away. First time I'd seen him smile in years.
Okay, then it's Alan Jackson. Did they just take half
two live recordings?
They just took half of one and then put the second half on the.
This is where it gets me.
Yeah.
Crowd noise. And then it goes away. Because it's like there's some in the one version, but not the other. And it just kind of, it's odd.
I mean, both of these versions are kind of, you know, they were talking about 20, 30 years old on some of these. So it's like, it's not like it had ISO vocal tracks.
Well, yeah.
Like
so it's George's
with.
From the yeah. Opry stage in 1993.
Right.
Combined with Alan Jackson.
Yeah.
He sang it for the Opry stage for Jones's funeral in 2013.
And Alan Jackson can sing a hell of yeah. a He Stopped Loving Her Today. And so it's great. It's cool.
Is that what they're all going to be? The album comes out November 7th.
I'm going to check out the album. I'm hoping, my hope is that they've taken some time to like layer,
yeah,
maybe,
like,
you know, make it sound it like it's a duet.
Better.
Yeah. You know, like, you just, or not. Or not, what do I know? What do I know? Maybe that's the best you can do.
I thought it was actually a live recording of a duet that they'd done that no one had heard.
But. Yeah, that would be, that is not this. That is not what we're talking about
and,
here.
And I have not had enough coffee to deal with this.
Right.
The ideal age is to hit 6 money milestones.
Don't do this. Don't do this. I know this is potentially something that people would be interested in, but like, it's not going to make anyone feel good, is it?
It'll make someone feel good.
All right.
83% of people say there's no set age to hit these milestones.
That's a great, yes.
So keep
yes,
that,
there's no set
keep
age.
Keep that in mind. That just tells you how many people aren't hitting these milestones.
No one is hitting, I don't care what you're about to throw out, no one's hitting these. No one.
What time, how old do you think you are when you start saving for retirement? Or how old should you be?
How old should you be?
When you start saving for retirement.
How old should you be? I'm going to say mid-20s.
According to experts.
Mid-20s.
27. 27.
I suck at money. All right.
Did you ever even, you know what? It's better. The answer is, I don't ask.
No, the answer is no. I know what the question you're about to ask.
401k?
No.
All right.
No, I have not.
Okay.
To this day. To this very day.
Why?
Because I am horrible.
There's being
with
bad
money.
With money, and yeah. then there's being
prolifically
stupid.
Bad. I'm sorry. I need money to do things like spend on bills.
You don't have to put a ton of money into it. And sometimes your company will match.
No,
your contributions.
You don't need to sell me on this.
I feel like I do. Agree. Okay, this is another conversation
right,
for
continue.
Another time.
Yeah.
How old do you think most people are or want to be when they land their dream job?
I'm going to say 50s.
29.
29! The dream job at 29. The dream job.
Which is also crazy because the average American changes jobs a dozen times between 18 and 56.
Who hit their dream job at 29?
How old should you be when you buy your first home? 30. Again, we're not hitting these metrics, okay? In 2024, the average first-time home buyer was 38. In 2025, it's
that's real
no
generous.
One.
Yeah, that's real generous. 38 is real generous.
To earn six figures, 35. To become debt-free, 41. And to retire, the worst one to me on this entire list, 58.
This is making me angry.
Retirement experts agree it's a little early, but if you have millions saved, why not?
This is making me so angry. So angry. I don't... Yeah, that's my reaction to this. Is it's just... It's enraging. I don't know what to say about it.
It must be pretty great to land a dream job at 29 or 60 or 35 and retire at 58.
Genuinely, I don't know who did any of
those. I'm just hoping I can get my car
those.
out of the auto shop.
I'm just trying to survive here, man.
Today,
I'm just trying
so I can get my kids a daycare.
I'm just trying to make it to another day. Every day. Who are these
That's
humans?
My financial goal. Survive.
Oh, wow.
And coffee makes you happy, so at least
something needs to.
At least there's that.
Yeah.
Caffeine gave an immediate mood boost that lasted a couple hours.
Really?
So if you get up in the morning, you drink that cup of coffee, you should be set for at least 4 hours. At which point you could have another cup of coffee and then do that every 4 hours.
So you're supposed
to. They say don't drink more than 4 cups.
Right.
But they say that's the key to extended happiness.
So to extend the to do it just right.
To keep the buzz.
Yeah, exactly.
A buzzing.
You just stay right in that level, right? That sweet spot, right away from the heart arrhythmia, you know, and everything else associated. Just right in the middle.
And you want to down a bunch of coffee in the morning. You want to try to spread it out throughout the day. But nothing is going to make you as happy as that first cup.
Wow. No, I
and beyond
I
the feel good effects, you know, coffee also has the antioxidants and things that protect against chronic diseases.
Yeah.
even supports brain health.
Added bonuses, y'all, like you needed them anyway.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
So no one won the Powerball.
You're right. 800 milli.
815, I think, was the sign I saw coming in this morning.
That is when it's like, yeah, just like, oh, yeah, yeah.
That's silly
plus
money.
Plus minus 15.
You know what real money is? What? $100. We can give you $100 today and every day if you sign up for the Money Minute.
You know, if you can Ken Jennings this back, we're not going to stop you from doing that.
No.
Like, if you could find some way to get in and just...
And then keep getting in?
Money Minute, you're hey, that's great.
Maybe that's what we should do. If we get somebody that gets it, then just keep them.
Just say, you know what? Streak it. We're going to keep...
Until you fail.
Until you miss, we're going to keep offering you an opportunity at $100 every single day.
That's fun, right?
That's a hell of a... Yes, I'm in.
Now, of course, you have to get to 10.
Yes.
Which is difficult. Mm-hmm. So to help you, one of the answers today is Elvis. Elvis Presley.
The king, Elvis.
Elvis. Excellent. So when we call you before 8:30, just know for one of the questions, the answer is Elvis. Now, of course, you cannot play if you do not sign up.
That is critical, which you can do online, thebullhouston.com/contest.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
I'm beating myself up over this, and it's very possible I could be comically bad with money.
Is this the 401k?
Because I don't think... I'm either the worst...
Frito, this is not a joke.
I am either the worst at money of anyone I know, or there are a lot more people like me in this boat. And no one's talking about it. We're going to test this out. That's next. Frito, Katie, The Bull. Our phone number is 713-881-5500. Am I the worst person with money that I know? Or are there a lot of 44-year-olds who to this day have never started saving for retirement? That's really the bottom line here.
Like, you haven't started at all?
Not at all.
In any capacity?
In any capacity. I'm hoping it works out is genuinely how I'm treating this.
Well, you're just hoping to work until you die.
Well,
right? Because
no.
Well, if you're not saving, you can't retire.
My hope is that at some point I make...
You win the lottery.
Not even lottery, just substantially more money than I make right
now. Hefty
sum of money somehow. And then that becomes the nest egg to retirement, because the money I have, I need for spending.
I know. So you're just hoping money falls from the sky.
Yes, that is what I am doing. And I am willing to believe that I know that's a bad idea. Okay. I am unsure how many other people that are my age are in this set of circumstances. I would bet there's a lot of them, but then again, who knows?
See, I would wager maybe if they were in a position where there was no 401k.
It wasn't offered.
Right.
You know.
But even then, you could set up your own type of savings account. You just have nothing.
So, again, 44 years old. And it didn't even be my age. If you're in your 40s. Is there anyone in their 40s who...
Will
admit to it, or are you on your way?
Why don't you have a 401k?
It's never been. I have not wanted to put money into it.
I get you want your whole paycheck, but you're leaving so much money on the table because, again, a lot of companies match. That's free money. Should be your biggest motivator.
It's not free money. It's money I have to put in.
Free money.
It's
free money.
Seriously.
The company money is free money.
Am I the only one? Bottom line. And you know, feel free to clown.
You're making me really anxious.
She's like twitching over there. I just think, I really think there are more. I think it's more common than you think.
In case of an emergency.
I have not planned that far ahead, Katie.
I feel like you're the only one. Have you started planning, saving anything for your retirement?
Yes. As you sit there today, have you started saving money?
Or is your plan to never retire?
Or are you me? We will test this out. 713-881-5500. Call us. We'll talk to you next. Frito, Katie, The Bull.
Sorry, I called you stupid.
No, don't. It's for the purpose of this conversation, I very, very well may be. Go ahead. Talk to us.
I'm 65 years old, never saved a dime, and I worked 49 years, and I had a medical issue on whatever, and I've lost everything. Oh. Don't do it. Start saving.
Holy cow.
Oh, my God.
Holy cow.
That's what you didn't that's what you didn't mention on your show. What if you have a medical issue?
Right. No, I said emergency, but yeah, right. Not medical. Yeah, yeah. Right. Something that keeps you from working.
And then all of a sudden, it's done.
But mine was a doctor that accidentally did something he shouldn't have done. Therefore, in the state of Texas, you can't file malpractice on him because it was in the realm of care. So, therefore, you're out. Yes, you're out. So
what are you
take
doing?
Advice.
What are you doing now?
Yeah.
You file for disability because you're eligible for it because you worked all your life.
Right.
But then with the government the way it is, it takes 10 months to get it minimum. If you're after the age of 62, you can take early retirement, which is a fraction of probably what you make now.
Right.
Holy cow! No,
and if you own your home, have a truck, have a everything, you know, whatever, you lose it all. You lose all of it.
Wow.
I am so sorry. That's the downside of the American system, right? We're working ourselves to death. It.
No doubt.
So you work all your life and you have a great life and you have all this good stuff and you're healthy and you're going to work till you don't want to work no more and all of a sudden it's gone.
Well, it definitely makes an impact on me. I bet it makes an impact on a lot of people. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you have for us today?
Hi, good morning. I was calling about the
retirement.
My complete lack of financial planning.
So it's actually pretty interesting because I work for a financial company where that's actually what we teach people, because you'd be surprised how many people actually do not save for retirement.
What are the reasons they give? Do they just forget or they need all that money from the paycheck?
Lack of planning.
Yeah.
Lack of planning. I've always said people don't plan to fail. You fail to plan. Unfortunately, people don't know a lot of the knowledge that is out there. Like you're talking about 401ks. 401ks are awesome, but I don't know, a lot of people don't know they're actually not tax-free money. So when you retire, you will have to pay taxes from that. But there's options like Roth IRAs. Roth IRAs are, tax-free money for retirement plans. And they're actually a lot more easier to set up than people know. And I just think it's awesome that y'all are talking about that because, like I said, that's what I actually teach people.
Well, let me teach people how. Yeah, let me ask you this, because like for people who are like me, like you said, there's a lot of them out there. Am I hosed in my 40s? I mean, is it too late to do anything actionable to be able to turn the ship around or no?
It's not too late because there's no such thing as too late to start saving.
Okay.
You definitely want to start as soon as possible because the way that retirement funds work is by, compound interest. So the longer your money is in there, the longer it builds up. So obviously, the earlier the better. That's why I tell these kids in their 20s, start now.
Yes.
You started off with $25 a month, which that will increase to a lot of
money. And don't look at it for a long time.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Leave it alone. Forget it. $25 on buying a dang burger.
Right.
You might as well, put it in your Roth and you have money to retire and not work, because obviously you don't want to be in your 70s working your butt off, or, them little 80-year-old people at Walmart checking your, trying to steal your receipt.
This is probably the stupidest thing I ever did, was not get in that habit when I was like right out the jump, like 20, like you said, just $25 out of every check, put it in there, just getting the routine. Because, if you don't make a point of it, you do end up like me. Like, you just haven't done it.
There's no, it's not too late to start. Go ahead. And, hey, if you want, I'm more than happy to help you with that. So,
well, shout out your group.
Plug yourself, please.
Okay, yeah. So my name is Roxana. You can call me. You can reach me at 832-547-6877, and I'd be more than happy to teach you how money works and how it can work for you, especially during retirement.
Good line. How money works and how it can work for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
When you can't.
Appreciate it. Oh, my
word. No problem. No problem. And I, like I said, I really do hope you get started on that ASAP because trust me, yeah, with this world ain't going to get cheaper.
Yes, yes. I,
does yeah. your wife know about this?
No. Nah, yeah. Well, yeah. Hey, we appreciate the call.
Thank you so much.
No, no problem. No problem.
Yeah, just for the benefit of everyone. Be included. Oh. Don't ever say we don't talk about uncomfortable things on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Ryan, so we're trying to solve some marital drama today.
Yeah, well, it started with the in-laws, but now it's spilled over to Corey. I just think this is the stupidest thing.
Okay, well, what are we doing?
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully everyone agrees with me because between Corey and her parents, I feel like I'm talking to a wall here. I just don't want to blow my vacation on this nonsense.
Right. All right. So explain this to us. You committed to going on vacation with your in-laws, correct?
I did. But the idea was that we hadn't gotten to spend time with them in a while because they live up in New Jersey. So it was at the holidays. And we're all up at their place and we've all had a few drinks and I'm feeling the holiday spirit. And they bring up the idea of, hey, maybe we could go on a trip together. So at the time, this sounded like a pretty good idea.
And just so we get it out there, you'd say you get along pretty well with your in-laws?
Yeah. You know, as much as anyone does, you know, they're pretty solid.
Okay.
As far as in-laws go.
No, I think what we're saying is this isn't a case of you being, you know, potentially trapped in close proximity with them for days at a time. And that's not going to put you in or others in imminent danger or anything.
I mean, are we talking politics? You know, do I have to listen to them talk about how the bills are finally going to get it done this year? Minus that, yeah, no, we're good.
Okay, so where did the actual problem arise?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, like, maybe we'd do something in the mountains or something. You know, they like that stuff. Or maybe, you know, go to the coast. But no one could decide on what they wanted to do.
Okay.
Honestly, I thought the whole thing was off. But then they get with my wife and they let her know that they decided on, I would say, literally the worst choice they could have settled on.
Not Vermont. not Vermont.
Gary, Indiana.
Not Vermont. No, not Vermont. Orlando.
All right. Well, what's it? What's in Orlando?
Disney World.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Disney's in Orlando. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They want to drag me to Disney World.
Yeah.
And
What's the problem?
And guys, I'm pushing 40.
Okay.
I've only got 1 week off till the holidays. And if I'm going to use it for something, I'm not trying to use it to spend all of my time standing in line in the heat. Like, you know, just kill me now. So I told them no, you know, pick somewhere else.
And they... Like what? But they were just unwilling to do that? No one wanted to change it up? Or
was it like the Food and Wine Festival? Or
No. I was like very diplomatic about it. It just turned into, no, this is the vacation and you better be there with a smile on your face because blah, 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 family or something, blah, blah. So
right.
Here I am.
So what are you... What are we looking for from everyone today? A new family? Is that it?
Not quite. I just like need to know how to handle this. Like, can I just not go?
No.
I have other people dealt with, you know, a family full of Disney adults or whatever. I don't know. What's my play here?
We'll obviously open this up to everyone, but we did want to talk to Corey and get her side of this. So, look, hang on, and we'll get her lined up and hear from her next on Frito.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Let me get this straight.
Yes.
Drunkenly,
Yes.
Ryan agreed to a vacation with his in-laws.
As one may does at the holidays.
Wouldn't go that far.
Sure.
It happened. And now he's committed to a trip to Disney World.
Yes, he is.
He doesn't want to do that because he said he's pushing 40s and he only gets like a week off and doesn't want to spend it standing in line in the heat.
And this sounds like hell to him.
Well,
for some
he
reason.
Said they were Disney adults, but they didn't have a vacation spot in mind in the beginning. So I don't know that they are.
Mm.
Maybe they just wanted to go. Maybe it was one of those festivals or something.
Mm.
I don't know. We got Corey on the phone.
Yes.
To try and explain some of this away and maybe make Ryan feel better about his life choices. Hey, Corey, are you there? We're kind of hoping you can help us out.
Good morning. I mean, I'm here, and it's a vacation with your family. How bad can this really be?
Right?
Okay, look, I mean, we've already talked to him. He obviously feels otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not trying to beat a dead horse, but of all the places we could go, this has to be the absolute worst.
Why is it the worst? Do you hate fun? I mean, it's Disney World. Mm. I used to go with my parents and it was such a blast.
See?
Yeah, but like that's when you were a kid because Disney World is for kids.
Okay. All right. Look, I have to disagree with
you. Most magical place on earth.
I've been as an adult. Hell, you've been as an adult a bunch. It's still a great time. Might even be a better time.
My sister got married there.
Okay, so what? You paid to go to Disney World?
I mean, no, I didn't pay. I think it was like a work thing.
You got paid to go to Disney World?
I don't focus on that.
Where was I?
They want to go for a week. I could spend a week in Europe for what they want me to pay to run around these packed theme parks. It's insane.
Yeah, but nobody wants to go to Europe, okay? We all want to go to Disney World, and you're the only one who has a problem with this because you hate happiness. Like, stop being an and get with the program, okay?
Some grump vibes.
Yeah, man.
All right, well, hey, slow down on the train, okay? Like, this doesn't make me an to say that I'm not going to spend my vacation and a ton of money being miserable for a week.
Well,
if they want to go, fine.
Oh, my. Guys, will you just tell him, because he sounds like such a whiny baby right now. We're going to go on the trip. You're going to spend some quality time with your wife and her parents, and you're going to have a magical experience, and you're acting like such a little baby right
okay,
now.
All right. Some good points have been made. So what are we looking for out of all this?
So, look, if I'm being a...
Right.
Her words, by the way. Cool. I'm just not seeing it. Like, I think it's completely reasonable to say that four adults can find a better way to spend literally thousands of dollars than by dumping it into a tourist trap meant for a completely different audience. Like, Disney is not for adults, okay? Like, no one without issues anyways.
Well,
like, there's so many places that would be amazing that don't involve mouse ears and 2 hour long lines.
You don't have to buy the mouse ears. Those are not complimentary.
There's four of us going, and three of us think that this is an amazing idea. Like, you got outvoted. Do you really want to die on this hill? Adults go to Disneyland all the time. You're going to love it, and trust me, you're going to be thanking us by the time we get back because you're going to have so much fun.
That's a different
conversation for very, another time.
Very true. Look, you want to know what people think. You know, let's find out, man. Guys, thank y'all for being on with us today. We appreciate it.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. There's nothing wrong with going to Disney as an adult.
That's
bottom line.
Well, I
do think he's overreacting.
Look, I know a lot of you guys have been as adults. Clearly, is any part of this an overreaction?
If
from
you
him?
Agree to a family vacation,
mm-hmm.
you are now at the mercy of the family.
You go where they say you go,
and you are the bonus member.
Correct. Are we on this or not? I mean, that's what we're asking. 713-881-5500.
Don't make plans when you're on the sauce.
Call us. We'll see what y'all have coming up next on Frito. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Now, I don't know if this makes you a Disney adult or not, just to say Disney World is not, you know.
Well, just say, let's go to Disney World. It wasn't they all decided immediately,
yeah,
let's go to Disney World.
Yeah.
They couldn't decide, and then someone threw it out, and now they're going.
Now they're going, and now it's a problem. Look, let's see what you guys think. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you have for us today?
Well, I've been to Disney probably more than a handful of times with my family, and I kind of agree. It's the happiest place on earth. You can't really go wrong with it. So I don't see where he's coming from. Adults, kids, teenagers, I think there's a little bit of something for everybody there.
That's why they've made so much money.
That's the thing. Yeah. I can get if you haven't been thinking that it's something different than it is, like it, or even thinking that it's not going to be fun because of all of the complications. But like the one thing Disney can do is magic the hell out of you and convince you that you're having the best time
ever.
And
I think it's hard because recent offerings, maybe in the movie sphere, might lead you to believe otherwise. But they really do think of everything in terms of the parks.
Yes, the
like
parks.
Like, it is an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not as busy as it seems. I went with a couple coworkers last year just for a day. We drove from Houston, Texas, there.
Just for the day? You drove Friday afternoon after work to Orlando for a day trip.
Yes. Yes. Holy moly. Me and my manager took turns driving. We got there about 8 a.m. Saturday morning, spent all day Saturday there, slept for a couple hours, and about 4 a.m. Sunday, we drove back to Houston.
See, okay, again, like, is there someone who's willing to do that?
But would you do it again?
Would you do it again? That's the question.
Okay, I would. Maybe not with the same people.
Fair enough.
But I totally would.
Dude, thank you so much. We appreciate it. That's a high endorsement. Frito and Katie, go ahead. What do you think?
I think he's overreacting in terms of, like, his attitude. Because like you said, he did agree to it no matter the circumstance of his mindset.
Yeah, no take backs.
But I do understand where he's coming from in the sense of I don't want to spend all this money to stand around and stand in lines. My husband and I have talked about taking our son because we want him to be able to experience it at some point. But he's also not old enough yet, we feel like, to be able to
appreciate it. Yeah, you'd be cautious about it. It is an investment. You do want to get the most out of it.
And that's understandable.
I get it.
Like, absolutely, you should wait, and then everybody can enjoy it to its fullest. But you can do things there that aren't just related to the rides.
Definitely,
even just the food and the dining, you got to do a lot of that in advance now, which was not a thing back when I was going with my family. But that's so much fun. And and there's such good food out there, and there are all these festivals like food and wine.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, and it sounds like he just what led to all of this to begin with. And I hear they have some pretty awesome like themed bars.
Yes,
like
they really do.
Enjoy your time there.
Exactly.
Get yourself in a good mindset so that
you can plan the next family vacation.
Yeah. Maybe you play golf. Just go play golf. They got like 20 courses or something. Thank you
so much.
Commit
to something else you don't
want
to do.
Yeah,
of course.
Have a great day.
All right, bye.
All right, we'll talk to Boreal next. Frito, Katie, the Bull, can you have fun at Disney as an adult? I did not think this was controversial, but we're trying to suss this out anyway. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
Good morning. I think going to Disney as an adult is a great trip. I went all the time as a kid. I've gone as an adult, and I remember as a kid just waiting to when I was an adult to being able to go and buy any pin I wanted or any merchandise I wanted.
That does change the game.
Every single
ride. That does change the game.
As many times as you want.
Yes, yes. No rules, no limits,
exactly.
No masters.
Like a 9-year-old, most 9-year-olds, unless they're super tall, can't ride like Space Mountain, but you, a 29-year-old, can. Like, come on. Like, yeah. It's just a good time.
And it changes, right? Because you said as a kid you went there and then you go there as an adult. So when you're little, maybe it's like you're getting up with your family. You and your dad are running to Space Mountain, right? Yeah. Like, you want to be the first ones under the rope so you can be the first few in line. And then you can ride it twice before there's a buildup.
Exactly.
And then when you're older, you sleep in and you do, like, brunch, right? And you do, it's just, it's a different experience.
Like, you've got to give them credit, man. It's like Vegas, right? Like, they know what the hell they're doing. They are going to make it fun for you.
Yes, for everyone.
Especially if you go during the holidays, like, a fall. Oh, my gosh. Disney in fall is, like, another world.
I've never been.
I have experienced it.
I want to do the Halloween.
I'll say this. It's creepy because they pump fall. It's Orlando. Orlando isn't supposed to smell like the East Coast during leafing season, but they figure it out. Yeah.
The mouse finds a way.
Thank you so much. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
I believe he asked his family where they want to go, and I believe that if you ask your family where they want to go, and you shouldn't get mad about when they give you their
opinion.
Yeah,
when they tell you, you can't go, no.
I think that's the bigger issue is, it's like, you know what you're, I believe that you know what you're agreeing to if your in-laws say, hey, do you want to take a vacation? What you're agreeing to is you do not have any say, most likely, in where you go, but you're going to go with them and you're going to hang out. And you're going to spend some time, and it might not be your choice. But you know what? Whatever, man. Whatever. That is a family vacation. When you were a kid, that was the way it worked, too.
Yeah.
For most people. You know, it's like, oh, we're going on vacation. Oh, it's a Disney World. No, we're going to just some random cabin in the woods somewhere. You didn't get to pick, and it was still fine. Like, I don't see why this is such a huge deal for him, but yeah. Hey, whatever.
I mean, like you said, he asked his family. His family made a decision. If he don't like it, I mean, I'm a grown man. I'm 36 years old, and I'd still love Disney. I'm sorry. I plan vacations as an adult to go to Disney, I don't see what the big deal is.
This man. Again, we have yet to hear one person that went, by the way, that was disappointed as an adult.
Right.
I don't think I've met that person, to be honest with you.
I haven't.
I met some people that are not Disney people that got dragged. And even they, when they got back, were like, they could not deny it was pretty lit.
Yeah. You spend a lot of money.
Yes, it's expensive.
But it's well worth it.
Yeah, it's like, well, that was a thing. Don't feel shortchanged.
You have the experience, and look, if it wasn't for you, then you don't have to go back.
Exactly. Yeah. Dude, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a wonderful day.
You too. Now, the one thing he can't do is ruin it for everyone.
Don't be a magic killer, my man.
No, not at the happiest place on earth.
Have you no decency? Frito and Katie, under .3 the Bull. Yes, Billy Currington tickets. We have them. Your chance to win them coming up later on this hour.
But before that, what do you think the hardest summer habit to reset is? Like for parents, for kids, for teachers, everyone.
Oh, Lord. I'm
remembering pants are a thing.
That can be a struggle anyone.
That's not it. But we'll talk the seriousness of back to school troubles coming up next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for what's trending with Frito and Katie
on 100.3 The Bull.
What is the biggest reset for everyone going back to school?
It's got to be sleep schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Look, that's my thought because it's going to change for everybody.
Yeah, nobody wants to have to start going to bed earlier or waking up before noon.
Yeah.
Which is why 9 in 10 parents claim bedtime is the hardest routine to reset.
No doubt.
At the end of the summer.
No doubt.
Also manage your expectations, for your tan, your boss, your kids, math grades.
The above.
But before we dive into this new study, Morgan Wallen is not submitting his massive number one album, I'm the Problem, for Grammy consideration.
I saw this.
Yeah, so his rep confirmed it last week. It spent 11 weeks in the top spot in like all of music since it dropped.
Biggest album of the year.
But it won't compete in any category, country or otherwise.
No.
Now, unlike when Drake or The Weeknd pulled this stunt, it didn't also come with some fiery diatribe about how much he hates the Grammys.
Yes.
He's just not about it.
He just doesn't care.
It's not that much of a surprise. Like, let's all remember he won the most coveted trophy in all of country music just last year.
The CMAs, yes.
Entertainer of the Year, and didn't even bother showing up for it.
I can respect that because, honestly, I'm sure it didn't start out that way, but at this point, what's the point, man?
He's barely even acknowledged it since.
He really does not talk about awards. I think that's great.
You know, and again, like, if you're already the biggest thing in music, do you need someone to hand
exactly.
you a trophy?
Exactly. It doesn't matter.
No.
So what he's doing is he's opening it up for other people who deserve the recognition and arguably might benefit more from it.
Yes.
And who, you know, might actually care about them.
I think that's awesome. Like, I think that's really, really cool. And keep in mind, you know, this probably started out because people snubbed him for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. Now it's just comical.
Well, he was up for Grammys last year.
Yeah, he was. But, yeah,
probably
we'll
not enough. But now let's talk about airports.
Okay.
We all want to know we're getting a good deal when we fly. And a new ranking is here to help us find one.
All right.
Going.com had their first ever flight deal awards, revealing the top airports and airlines for value airfares.
Okay. All right.
We did not do great.
No?
No. We actually had the fewest domestic deals.
Well,
alongside Baltimore, Washington International, and Chicago Midway.
I think it's really, really cute that you think that I have the luxury of shopping for deals. Like, if I got to get to your city, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Like,
so the best value airport for domestic travel is Salt Lake City International.
Really? Okay.
With an average price deal of $146.28.
Okay.
Tampa International Airport has the most flight deals for domestic travel. And the best airline for deals overall is Southwest, followed by American.
Southwest still hanging in there, huh?
Now, the rankings, they don't look at quality, volume, airport size, or any other factors. I mean, literally, they were just focused on the cost of tickets.
Okay.
But as to all that other stuff, luckily for us, IAH is on it. I don't know if you saw this. I mean, it's been 10 years in the making, but working on improvements to the airport.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of this has been timed for the World Cup. Now, not completely just for those coming in for the World Cup, but it's nice when it comes together that way.
It's a consideration you have to take into factors.
So Terminal E is reopened to passengers for ticketing and will soon serve as the ticketing lobby for Terminals D and E.
Okay.
That's hopefully to simplify international travel. Mm-hmm. Passenger pickup and drop-off has reopened at Terminal E. There are 11 lanes to drop passengers off. 11 lanes!
11.
There are also 17 TSA screening lanes inside with the most up-to-date equipment, which is one of the largest in the United States. They want people to move through in less than 22 minutes. That is their goal. They say with the new infrastructure, they're going to hit it.
The description just gives me anxiety.
The Uber and Lyft pickup in Terminal C has doubled in size, because that's become a massive pain on passenger surveys.
No doubt.
Right? Trying to find where they go and then where the car is and all of that.
Yeah.
But something that you were kind of saying before, part of this is to ensure that the experience is good for people with layovers. So they might choose to have a layover in Houston. I thought that whatever the cheapest ticket is kind of dictates where your layover is.
That's what it is, man. And furthermore, an airport, I'm not saying it's not nice, but like,
An airport's an airport.
Yeah, it's still an uncomfortable experience. There's nothing you're going to do to make that place. Nothing you're going to do to make that. I mean, the Papados is nice. I'm not going to lie. That's a nice touch. But let's be real.
And back to our sleep. And how important it is for back to school and for kids getting back into routines. So the poll, moms, dads, and kids, ages 4 to 12, said, yeah, bedtime is the most difficult because obviously kids are resisting going to bed earlier. Mm. They had the late summer bedtimes, probably too much screen time before bed.
Oh, yeah.
Also would be a major factor. Parents, out of their usual routines as well. So a lot of things play into that. But the problem, of course, kids are overtired. You can't get them up in the mornings. And then they go to school, and they're suffering with all of this as well.
Right.
So I actually found another study that kind of dovetailed into this with older kids. Teen sleep issues. Like if you have a teen that's 14 that's not getting enough sleep or having trouble going to sleep, they're more likely to commit self-harm by age 17.
That is a horrible and terrifying stat right there.
It is. Right now, they didn't look at why or what was the cause of that lack of sleep.
Right.
But I would wager social media,
phone use. I don't think anyone would dispute that. And again, it's probably not healthy for your kids. I feel like we all know that at this point.
There's something else to worry about today. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Laura, welcome. Let's see how you are on trivia today.
Let's see.
Okay. All right. So you got to get these 10 trivia questions correct. Now, the key here is you have 60 seconds to do it. That's all you get. Now,
okay.
You can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass. And if we have time at the end, we'll give you a second crack at those passes. You just can't change answers once you give them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, Katie, are we ready?
We're ready. What color is the cross on the Greek flag?
Pass.
Mick Jagger is the lead singer of what band?
Pass.
What does burn the midnight oil mean?
To stay up really late and, finish something up.
Pinot Noir and Shiraz are types of what fruit?
Grape.
What does bon voyage mean in French?
Means see you later.
Graceland was home to whom?
Sorry, what was the next one?
Graceland was home to whom?
Pass.
What holiday is celebrated by wearing green?
St. Patrick's Day.
In the nursery rhyme, Little Boy Blue, where are the cows?
We'll take an answer if you got one.
Oh, flying over the moon?
Oh, no. No, no, no. But I see how you got there.
Okay, how did she do?
Okay, let's go from the top. What color is the cross on the Greek flag?
Is it blue?
Blue.
Okay.
Mick Jagger is the lead singer of what band? You know this. You just panicked.
Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones. And you did know that Midnight Oil, working late. Working into the night. What does bon voyage mean? Yes, have a nice trip. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well wishes. Yeah. So I would count that as correct. Graceland was home to whom?
Elvis Aaron Presley.
Elvis.
Froze.
No. Hey, look, not everyone's into classic rock. Those are two that this might not be your forte.
Very true. And in the nursery rhyme, Little Boy Blue, where are the cows?
See, I'm not into children's, I can't.
Well, that's probably
stuff.
For the best.
The
sheep's in the meadow, the cows
in the corn. Good Lord. Okay. All right.
Ah,
hey, Laura, fantastic work today. Thank you so much. And sign up again. The Bull.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. So Billy Currington kicks off the return of the Stampede Concert Series.
That, by the way, is a hell of a start.
Sure is. September 27th, Sam Houston Race Park. Randy Houser's also going to be performing out there. La Mafia. It's going to be their Latin night.
That's right. La Mafia is coming through. Holy cow. 713-881-5500. Let's, as long as we're talking the nostalgia, going out to the park, seeing a great show, let's talk about something else that we were all doing around that time. Well, I mean, some of us. Playing video games. So let's play Game That Tune. That's as close as I could get. This is the game where we take a really popular country song, we make it sound like it came out of a 1980s video game.
Yep. I wasn't going to the concerts in the 80s, but I suppose that they were going on, maybe?
Yeah, they were. They were.
My systems got a little more advanced. I was on to N64 and things.
Yeah, that was bad. The sound. Yeah, I feel like we had evolved, but don't worry about that. All you got to do is identify the song. We're going to play the clip. It is going to sound like it came out of an 80s video game.
But it didn't. It's a popular country song.
Bingo.
We need title and artist.
Title and artist wins. So if you want to take a shot, call us 713-881-5500. We will play the clip. Get your guesses next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. Now I'm just all caught up on when these concerts might have debuted and the history behind it all.
Was it Mario Kart era or was it Mario?
Atari, perhaps?
When did we? We're playing Game That Tune this morning for your chance to win your way into Billy Currington out at the Sam Houston Race Park. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who is this?
Quentin.
Quentin, are you ready to play Game That Tune?
Sure.
Okay, so we are going to need title and artist. This is a very popular country song. It is just going to sound like it came out of a 1980s video game. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Right, okay, Quentin. Can you game that tune?
I could not.
He can play it again.
I will play. Absolutely, yes, Quentin.
Anything coming to mind?
I know that I can hear it, but I just can't name it right this second.
Think about it. Call us back. We appreciate it. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Rochelle.
Rochelle, let's go.
Okay. Would you like to hear it again?
Yes.
Now, that's not a video game, Rochelle. That's a country song.
Yes.
Called Blank?
Oh, God. I have no idea.
All right, Rochelle, think about it. Maybe it'll come to you. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jazz.
Jazz, let's go. Let's game that tune. You got to give us title and artist. This is a crazy popular country song, believe it or not. It will sound like it came out of a 1980s video game. All you got to do is ID it. Title and artist. Here we go.
Calm jazz. We're going to play it again for you.
Yes.
Here it comes.
Oh my God. I know that song. I'm blank. I didn't went blank. It's called God's Country.
Yes. By who? Who sings it?
He was once married to Randall Lambert. His name rhymes with Blake Relton.
Blake Shelton. I saw the
light in a first try.
You did it.
Jazz,
did you miss
God's Country?
That's the one, girl. Have you ever been to a show out at Sam or no?
No, I have not. That is crazy.
This is going to be a very fun one to go to.
Billy Currington,
September 27th.
Yeah, hang on the line.
Oh, my God. I'm a winner.
Yes, ma'am. Let's get you these tickets.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
I know everyone's been focused on Cracker Barrel for the last week. As far as companies that have some... They got some woes, man.
Yep.
They're going through it. But have you heard about the Target situation?
They fired their CEO.
Yeah. Because times are. How Target is having trouble, I'm not sure. But this is a pretty good sign of maybe the direction they've been heading in. They are swapping out Ulta Beauty, Katie, from Target stores for a new in-store partner. Warby Parker.
The glasses people.
The internet glasses people, yes. So now you'll be able to go to Target and get Warby Parker, whatever you need. I don't know that that's...
Interesting.
So here's my question.
I guess eye exams, are they going to offer those? That would be maybe something helpful since you like going to a Target.
They will.
Presumably.
They'll offer eye exams, vision tests, and will not only sell glasses, but also sunglasses as well. Three mini stores are already open in Illinois, Minnesota, and Ohio. And they're going to keep on rolling these guys out through 2026.
Are they replacing all of them or some of them?
This says it's a flat out swap. They're changing them out.
I mean, I would guess Warby Parker paid a lot of money for that.
I think that probably has something to do with like how much money you would pay. But like part of it to me, it's like, well,
how many people wear glasses?
Yeah. How many people wear glasses?
Not as many people as wear makeup.
Or we could forget the like mini stores altogether. Like that seems like that might be the better. Like,
yeah, remember when Target was just Target?
Yes.
And it was good enough.
Make Target Target again, y'all. Just give me the little mini Pizza Hut in there and some popcorn once in a while.
Bad sign when Target has to get gimmicky.
Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.